So again, if you find yourself in this bucket, know that there are still beer options for you. Ugh, this towel on my face is like tickling my nose. Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for those who are just beginning their beer journey or for people who already love their brews and are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones, and I am the beer drinking gal pal you never knew you had. Now, I feel like as I go on this beer feelings journey and teach both online and kind of offline and kind of all over the place, I'm always hearing and seeing patterns of why people don't like beer. So sometimes I get a big string of like, I don't like hops, or I'm just freaked out by it. But lately, my biggest objection to beer is, well, it makes me feel really sick. Or it makes me feel really bloated, and I don't like that. I mean, and I don't blame them. Nobody likes to feel sick or like gross. So anyways, on this week's episode, we're going to address those statements head on, and we're going to help you feel better while enjoying a delicious craft beer. Let's get started. So let's talk about tummy troubles. On this episode, I'm going to talk about the three main reasons, in my opinion anyways, why your tummy is just not thrilled with beer. So starting at the top, the first reason might be unclean beer lines at a brewery or just something not sanitary going on at the brewery itself. So I like to think about breweries like restaurants because they kind of are. So instead of preparing food, they're preparing a beverage behind the scenes for you to enjoy. And there's this process, right, from getting those goodies from the back of the house to the front of the house for you to enjoy. In the same way that an unclean cutting board or an unclean fork or an unclean serving ladle, that was not written on what I was going to say, but here we are, we're talking about ladles. If something is unclean at a restaurant and it is used to serve you, it could make you not feel great. And beer is going to be the same. So most of the time, if something is not clean in the brewing process, it'll ruin the beer. So hopefully it doesn't get to you because the brewer will notice. But what could be going on is the line, kind of the tube that takes the beer from the keg through the tap into your glass. If it's not clean or if it's not cleaned properly, it can make you feel kind of gross. So if you're noticing that you're feeling bloated or just kind of like off at a brewery, for now, what I want you to do is just stay aware. Don't blame it on the beer quite yet, but I'd invite you to either try beer that style or just a beer in general, either at another location or maybe go back to that brewery again in a couple of weeks. Maybe there was like a new person cleaning the line and they just didn't know how to do it right. That's reason number one. Reason number two, you might have too many bubbles inside of you instead of outside of you. So let's break that down. I know we've talked about it a few times on previous episodes, but the bubbles in beer are just carbon dioxide. It's part of the fermentation process. And we can put even more bubbles in there. And that's what kind of a keg system does, is we hook it to a CO2 tank or a nitrogen tank, but there are bubbles in the beer. But probably what you don't think about is when you get your beer, either in a glass or a bottle or like right before it gets to you, kind of right out of the keg or right out of the tap, it in that moment has as much carbon dioxide as it will ever have like right before it is poured. The microsecond that you pour that sucker out into the glass, bubbles are going to start to initiate and the carbon dioxide is going to release and make a happy little foam head at the top of your glass. Now, okay, this is super, super important because some people, like read as me about 3 years ago, think and thought that pouring beer without a lot of foam was like a huge win. Like if you were able to, at one of my old jobs, we had a kegerator. And so at the end of the shift, like you would go drink a beer, but you'd pour it yourself. And I always thought if you could pour it without any foam, that you were like a huge winner. And that could not be more wrong, my friends. Like this is, I can't believe I thought that. I'm so embarrassed, but here we are. When you get a beer, all of that carbon dioxide has exactly two places it can go. It can go out into the universe, watching those bubbles form and then kind of pop, or it can go into your body. So if you are Natalie 3 years ago, you're not seeing the bubbles, you're not seeing the foam, you're not seeing any of it. It means that CO2 and all of that gas is going straight into your belly. An easy way that you can see this, and you can kind of run a little fun science experiment at home, is if you pour two beers, or you take a beer and you pour it kind of half one way and half the other way, what I want you to do is pour one of the beers really softly into the glass. Like do your best to not make any foam. And then on the other one, pour it as hard as you can. Like be almost like offensive with the level of foam. And then what I want you to do is take a paper towel and roll it up kind of into like a long tube, like a fruit roll up. And I want you to dip it into the beer, which I guess like the reason why this works is what I've seen and heard about this experiment is the texture of a paper towel is supposed to be similar to the texture of our tongue. So you're going to be able to see exactly what happens to the beer when it's rolling kind of past your tongue and down into your stomach. So, I mean, what I've seen and what I've experienced when I do this experiment, the minute that you drop that paper towel into the non-foamy beer, it like explodes. And when you see that, it's going to make you never want to do it again because that's what's going on in your stomach. So anyways, long story short, or slightly shorter, my second tip is to try when you feel uncomfortable from your beer, just change up your pour. Or if you're out and you're still feeling that way, check your beer tender's pour. You should always expect, again, depending on the style of the beer and the glass and everything, but we're looking for at least 2 to 3 finger widths of foam at the top of your glass when you get it. So, okay, we talked about beer bloat when you're out. We talked about beer bloat when you're at home and how we can fix it with a pour. Now let's chat a little bit about if both of these things just aren't doing anything. At this point, I would potentially consider, I should disclaim, I'm not a doctor. I've never been a doctor. The only science class I took was many, many years ago. So if you feel like you have a medical issue, go talk to a real doctor. But what might be going on is a little bit of a gluten intolerance. So your body might actually be having an issue with the beer itself. So what I think is actually pretty cool is that scientists and dietitians and like, I don't know, some smart people out there are learning more and more about gluten itself, learning how it interacts with our bodies. And that knowledge has made it to the beer industry so that, and I'm just excited to help you guys feel better. But because we have a better idea of what gluten is, we can adjust it if needed so that more people out there can enjoy a beer without feeling sick. So again, if you find yourself in this bucket, know that there are still beer options for you. So let me explain a little bit more. There's really two buckets that these beers could fall into. So either gluten-free or gluten-reduced. Now, gluten-free means there were never any little glutens in there at all. And gluten-reduced means that there were some glutens in the beginning, but an enzyme is added in to break up the protein chain. So depending on your level of sensitivity, again, go talk to a doctor, go talk to someone that has credentials that are much more than what I have. Maybe something along that spectrum can help you feel better and see how you feel. But everybody, that is it for today. Just to recap, if your stomach is upset or just really, really bloaty drinking beer, my invitation to you is to first and foremost, try a different brewery or kind of check and see how clean they are. Second of all, change up your pour, check your beer tenders to make sure they're releasing that carbon dioxide. And then finally, to give gluten-free or gluten-reduced beer a go. Now, I do have a big ask of you guys. My sincerest hope is that this episode helps you to feel better drinking beer. But if you hear of any other pals that maybe aren't listening to the Beer Feelings podcast, mention that they're having some beer discomfort, it would be great if you could shoot them this episode and we can just keep growing this community of happy beer drinkers together. So thank you in advance. And my sincerest wish is that no matter what you are doing today, that you choose to have a great rest of your day and you choose to do it with great beer in hand and even better people by your side. Catch everybody next week. Cheers.